This week on the Reflex Blue Show with Nate Voss and Donovan Berry, Steve Hartman of Creativeville. Okay, screw it. Hi, welcome to the Reflex Blue Show with Nate Voss and Donovan Berry.
I'm Donovan Berry.
No, I'm Nate Voss.
I'm Donovan Berry.
I'm Nate Voss.
That's nice. And we got a special guest for today's show, Nate.
We do. We are totally pleased as punch and shaking hands off microphone with our good friend Steve Hartman. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Awesome.
And Steve comes all the way here from St. Louis. We really got to thank the AIJ South Dakota chapter for having you come in.
I know.
Yep.
Big ups to AIJ South Dakota, a relatively young AIJ chapter.
And it's also nice to see in these different groups that they'll actually share guests, and he's doing an event here with AIJ Nebraska tonight.
I know, we're chilling out tonight. We're going down. If listeners to that show we used to do, if they listen to that arch rival show that we did, the Nomad, that's where we're going tonight. Except that it's not really tonight because we're not going to post this for like a week or two.
Yeah, but it was such a great time.
So don't like listen to the show and all of a sudden go there expecting that we'll be there. Although, to be fair, Nate will probably be there that night, regardless of what
I'm kind of at the Nomad all the time. Not really, but yeah,
we can talk as if it happened a week ago.
Man,
that thing you did then, wow, Donovan, that was hot.
That time when Donovan took his pants off at the club.
I have no comment.
And at first it was weird, but then everyone started doing it. It was like when Billy Madison started peeing his pants and all the kids thought it was cool.
It was something.
Just like Donovan.
Well, anyway, this is episode one.
This is our very first, actually, and let's even talk about that because I've been thinking if we're going to be doing the show weekly, which at this point, this is going to be a weekly show now.
We're going to attempt it.
We're going to make a valiant attempt, a gallant effort at a weekly show. But I thought, if it's going to be weekly, do we number them like that old show we used to do? Or do we do like this is the February 28th show?
Oh, no, you number. This is number one.
Okay. Well, we're always number one, baby. That's right. We've been number one for years.
That frightens me a little bit, Nate. So anyway, what we want to talk about with Steve here is being involved in the design community.
We got all kinds of things we want to talk to Steve about. We're pumped to have you on the show.
I'm pumped to be here. Did you have a good flight? It was a great flight. It was only an hour. I didn't realize how short the flight was going to be from St. Louis, but it was uneventful, which is always a good thing in a flight.
Well, it's not too bad of a drive. We've often thought of getting the band back together and driving down to St. Louis. In fact, is it this year we're doing St. Louis, or is this year going to be Chicago?
We don't know yet.
Okay, we're going to have to get on. Maybe we should talk about that tonight.
You know, St. Louis is on the way to Chicago, as far as I'm concerned. So maybe it's both.
Dude, wow.
Maybe I join the trip from St. Louis to Chicago.
Let's put that's officially on the table. We're going to go to St. Louis, pick
up
Steve.
We'll talk about that later.
And we'll come back to this.
We'll just kidnap you.
Maybe we'll come back
to
this after the show.
We'll just push you in a truck and we'll take you to Minneapolis for 4 days and
these guys are
later.
Really good at doing.
We
that.
Have
kidnapping people and throwing.
I'll get off
at
Chicago and turn around and come home.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about. Now you're fairly involved in the design community. I mean, you're on the national AIJ board now, right?
Correct.
Now, how long have you been on that?
About 2.5 years. And June will be my last month. This coming June of 2008.
And what's the motivation for, like? I mean, that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And,
I was actually going to ask, what is the work when you're on the AIJ board?
Well, some of us do less work than others, and I have to give a credit to my fellow board members. I'm probably one of the ones who haven't applied themselves as much as the other board.
I'm right there with you. I was on the board of directors of Nebraska. Didn't do squat. It's a good time. Right? It's 4 or 5 years.
It's tough, and it's tough being on the national board. It's completely different than being on a local board, because with the local board, you're actually in the same room more often with your fellow board members, and in national board we're on the phone with each other once a month and
so what's
don't
the,
have that interaction.
What's the motivation for saying, hey, I want to be on a phone call once a month?
Well, it's more than that. I think, you know, there's a lot of motivation as far as wanting to further the design community and try to play a role in that. Then there's also the selfish motivation of being on the national board and any type of authority or notoriety or experience that
it does
that
get comes. You invited on the show anytime you're in Omaha.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, no, Steve gets to be on the show anytime he's anywhere, really.
Well, thank you for
you're
that.
Good, Pete. No, seriously. And we talked about this in Denver, and I said, we're going to come down to St. Louis and get you on the show. And then it's like, screw it. You're coming here.
I'm here.
You're on.
I came to you because I know that this is a very important thing.
Yeah. It's now, ridiculous how important the show is.
I think it's tremendously important. I think what you guys do and what other podcasters are doing out there is tremendously important for the industry.
Well, Nate, he only says that because he's only heard what we've done, not what we're gonna do.
Right.
When he'll come back and say like I was completely wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know you guys were gonna do
come
that.
Back on show 32.
Yeah. Oh man. That was some steak.
Now, what do you do when like a younger designer would come up and say like how do I go about getting involved in a design community?
It's one of my favorite things when that happens. It doesn't happen all the time because most people need to be asked before they just step up and say, hey, I want to get involved. But when they do, you just immediately send their information on to the people who are going to put them to work or ask for their help, essentially. But I certainly do encourage it every time I hear a student having troubles getting around or getting out or getting to know people.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I think that's what Donovan mm-hmm. did as well when we were starting. It's totally, getting involved in the AIJ organizations such as that is really one of the best ways to get your start. I mean, when you're young, when you're out of college.
Well, when I got out of college, just going to the events was enough to, you know, I worked in an in-house department.
Yeah.
Not necessarily working with a lot of other creative people. So it was a way to connect with other creative people my age because everyone that I worked with was quite a bit older as well.
I agree.
And then after a while, I decided that I would try to help out a little bit and join the board.
Yeah,
and it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. It's really rewarding to be able to do these things.
I got suckered in. I showed up at a meeting randomly. You know, there's a member of the AIJ board or previous member of the AIJ Nebraska board used to just randomly invite people to board meetings. So I showed up at one of those with her, and they were like, "Yeah, okay, we're gonna do the show stuff. We need someone to design that." And they were like, "Ah, who could do that?" And I'm like, you know, I'm like 22, fresh out of school. I'm like, OMG, can I please do that post? And they're like, sure, dude. And they let me do whatever I want.
Takes on the largest event we have.
Yeah, just perfect. Like right out of the, it's the very first thing I did. And I have that poster still. I have a bajillion copies of it. And it's just like, I look at it now, it's just terrible. Like it's so out of control. Steve, but that was, as far as I'm aware, the last time you were in Omaha was judging that show. Thanks for the gold
You're
award.
You're welcome.
Woot, woot.
Thanks for no awards. Yeah, oh, wait. I'm not bitter. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't be bitter about that. I got no awards.
I mean, thanks for motivating me to do better. I have not been Anytime. Shut out since, unlike Nate, who got shut out this year.
I know. Oh, it's heartbreaking to me because I'm so egotistical.
Well, you need to get to know the judges better.
I think so.
There's a bribery factor in
here. Yeah, well,
I learned that afterwards.
We had all three of them on the show.
Steve pulled me to the side after he judged, and he says, look, if you want to win, $50. And I didn't have it then. Next year, I
my price
sure
has gone up since then. So
yeah, it's probably a bit more now, I would imagine. But I'm still curious. Now, what was your because I have your LinkedIn bio. Steve sits on the National Board of Directors of AIJ, the Professional Association of Design. What is your specific role? And really, I am curious. We haven't quite gotten to it yet. What do you do on the AIJ Board of Directors? What does the Board of Directors itself do aside from just like we all like Sean Adams? Walks around, looks good. Right. That's his role.
He's amazing.
He's very good at walking around, looking good.
Right.
That's wow. But the rest of you guys, what do you do?
Well, we all have a chore or a task that we're in charge of. And mine specifically has been dabbling a little bit in K-12 education and trying to figure out what that means for AIGA.
Nice.
And chapter development, just trying to be out there for chapters with my experience of running the St. Louis chapter, I got a lot to help other mm-hmm. chapters with. So, and that's something that we all do, just go out there and be there for the chapter.
Now, do you get to choose what you get to do when you get on the national board there? Or do they
Yeah, you do. I think if you're really passionate about certain area of the industry and then you want to tackle it and it's within the framework of what AIJ is trying to do, we have a strategy in place. If it fits and it's helpful to the industry, as a whole, you bet.
And what drove you to do the K-12?
I just had this. I think I was more or less motivated more about what my wife does. She works with children in the arts field, and what she does with kids is introducing them to arts at a young age and showing them how creativity can inspire kids and help them find careers, think differently, motivate themselves. So I've been trying. My concern or interest is how can design play a role in K-12 education? How can AIJ play a role in that to help educate our students or get them to think differently or use design thinking as a way to learn?
Okay.
So like when you say like design thinking for them, is it like insofar as creative problem solving? It's not like sitting down with third graders and saying, hey, let's make a logo.
No, exactly. Like it's more about the problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them to think maybe differently about a problem that they didn't think about it in the first place.
Right.
To help open up different ways for them to learn.
And actually, you know, the thing about the AIGA board, the national board, that's nice is it's always rotating, but it also they change around where people are. So even local communities have chances to speak to national members quite more often than you'd think if you actually.
It's not all the crows. So we got Steve sitting in St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, you don't actually, even if you don't ever had a national board member from, let's say, Omaha or South Dakota.
We had one in Kansas City. That's within 3 hours.
That's close.
Now how do people get nominated? Because right now I'm telling you, I'm going to get
Nate,
Drew Davies.
You're not
on that
getting
board.
Nominated.
I'm getting Drew Davies. Drew? I'm Drew, getting maybe. Drew you, on the no. national board. That is going to be okay. The Reflex Blue Show's task for 2008, Drew Davies on the board of directors, AIGA.
He has done a lot of work with the design.
Yeah,
for democracy.
He's done you know who's done a lot of great things? Drew Davies.
Nice.
Superstar design.
A registered trademark of Andrew Davies.
Yeah.
So
how does the nomination process work?
Well, I think it starts in the fall where the general membership is asked to nominate someone like Drew.
Done.
And then that's coming up in the fall. We just have actually approved a slate that's going out for vote for ratification of the membership this month or next month. So that process is just ending.
Oh, so we missed it.
You just missed it. But
next
the
fall.
2009 transition. You should be ready.
Okay, so write that. Make a note. I'm gonna make the note.
Okay, Drew, while you make a note, I've got a huge announcement here to make, Nate.
Fall,
Nate. Do you know what I just picked up in York, Nebraska?
I actually do, and I'm wicked excited about this. You know what it's like? This is our first show here. This is like returning to the first couple shows of that other show.
You know, it's like Mountain Dew changes flavors like every 3 weeks.
Well, right
now, they've got like six new bottle designs.
They got wicked, awesome bottles.
These are
gorgeous.
The green label. Now,
yeah, tell us all about these.
Since these things ran like $2.79 a piece or two for $5, I thus only have two of them, not all six.
Nice.
I thought you were a designer, man. You were hardcore, Donovan.
That's why I don't have any money, because designers are broke.
Yeah.
But you buy cool stuff.
You have too many Boba Fetts in the other room.
Yeah. My budget went on Superman action figures, and so I didn't have enough for $2.50 bottles of Mountain Dew. But I think this was actually like a spec work competition, though, unfortunately, wasn't it?
No, you tell me, dude.
I think it might have been.
This is when I showed up right before Steve. What
had happened was Coke did this like last year where they did like five bottle designs. Mm-hmm. And they had some sweet stuff.
I think we go to greenlabelart.com.
Yeah, and you can see all of them there. But otherwise, you look in the picture, and we've got just the two that I have. And I think they were Mountain Dew decided they couldn't be outdone by Coke having five bottle designs, but
they really
so they have to do six.
Yeah, it's that one-upsmanship. It's really sad, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like politics.
I really have no comment here. We just wanted to pull these cans out to show Steve.
They're hot. Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, I'm down.
Is there any controversy around these cans or anything?
Other than the fact that I believe they might be spec-driven, I'm not sure.
Oh.
But
was it a contest?
I think it was. But in fine art, there seems to be a different sort of contesting than it does in design for some reason.
You know what's cool about this? It'll only be 7 days until episode 2. So we'd actually come back to this topic. If you are listening and you know the story behind Green Label Art, which we obviously do not right now, drops the line at 36point.com.
Yeah,
you guys remember the Perrier bottles that came out maybe about 10, 12 years ago that had these just beautiful designs and artworks on them?
No.
This was about 12, 13 years ago.
No, if it wasn't on a Mountain Dew can, I probably didn't see it.
It was Perrier, so I wasn't drinking it either, but you know the people around me were. But
that was actually, God, I was in high school.
Yeah, Nate's
sorry, I'm young.
It was like my first couple of years of being a designer in the real world. So
yeah, and,
so
and maybe,
totally reminds
I hit my
me of
10
that.
Maybe
if I can
last fall, so I was like, oh, God, I
maybe if
been
I
like
can
sophomore.
Maybe on the next episode, if I can locate more bottles, we'll show them the chip. But if not, we'll just show them these same two.
We should no.
How do you
we,
know that I'm not going to take off the you know take off with these two?
Yeah,
I'll show them whatever I have left.
The one that you have left, and you can be like, Chip, how come they didn't pick your bottle, man? What's up?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, they didn't even ask you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice.
Thought you were good.
Okay, now the next thing we want to talk about, though, is this another thing I get asked from by a lot of younger people is how do you like start up freelance work and new businesses? You've actually started up a number of businesses.
I don't know about numbers.
Well, the one everyone wants, and we got to ask you, we got to ask you about this while you're on here. You're like a, it's listed on your resume. You're a partner of VSA for like 5 months.
Not partner.
Design director.
Okay. I worked Donovan. For
okay. Well, VSA. Right well anytime anyone sees something where it says, you know, big title, VSA, 5 months.
Right. That was an exciting thing. I mean, they approached me to come and work as their creative head of creative in the St. Louis office.
That's pretty,
which is fantastic.
Yeah. They
had started that office about 18 months earlier, and needed a, you know, design director for the office. And so, Jamie Koval had done some research and found out that I may be interested, and he gave me a call, or he didn't give me a call, but Andy Parham, the managing director of the office, gave me a call, and we sat down. I thought, okay, let's give this a shot. This could be fun. And it was 5 or 6 months of pure
hell.
I was just kidding.
I was exaggerating.
It was hard work. I mean, they work hard at VSA. I mean, their work shows, but it's brilliant work, and they're brilliant designers and strategists. And I learned so much from those guys. It was not wasted 6 months of time, but it was just a little bit too hard of work. There's a weird time where I went to work for them at the same time that I got married, and at the same time that I had joined the national board. So I had these three huge major things thrown at me.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
So it was a really weird time.
And boy, probably, not taking on too much there.
I know.
Yeah.
But, and I gave it a shot, and it just, you know, it didn't pan out.
But now have refounded Creativeville.
Creativeville's back in business. It's been
which
back
one of the things
business.
I just realized, we never did Steve's bio, but, you know, Steve Hartman is a president and creative director of Creativeville, Inc., a brand strategy and design firm located in Edwardsville, Illinois, which I believe to be in the greater St. Louis area.
Is that the East St. Louis area?
It is beyond the East St. Louis. There's a floodplain between us.
Okay.
So I'm actually from the East St. Louis area.
So is East St. Louis, is that like the movie Vacation?
It's pretty much identical to the movie Vacation.
Nice.
And Creativeville is even worse.
See where it says... Rib tips, still maybe the best line in all of cinema. Honky lips.
That whole movie is just full of classic lines.
I know. It's so bad that they just started to go downhill. Christmas Vacation really came back.
So you've started Creativeville like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
What was the motivation for going out on your own?
I always had it in my gut that I was going to go start my own business someday, some year, when I was in college. Influenced by people around me, people who I admired then, like they had their own firms, they were doing great. And so I thought, okay, well, someday I'd love to have my own firm. And then really about 8 years later, it kind of took that much time and to get my confidence up to do it.
So, well, I think that's a pretty common thing. I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't meet any students now who don't eventually want their own company, but this is something that I
thought
about.
I want to work for the man for the next 40 years.
Can I please work for the man? And I've been out in the industry. I've been, it may come as a shock to listeners, only 6 years now, but I've certainly had my fill. And when the last, I'll go quotes, job change occurred, I just decided it'd be better to just start working for myself. And and that's good. And I kind of actually wish that I would have done it a year ago. But you said something in there, and it was the people that you respected and admired, they all own their own shops. This is something I've actually been kind of following, not very strongly, but just kind of keeping an eye on it. I think it's changed a little bit with the internet age, but there just don't seem to be a lot of well-known designers that don't own their own shop.
Oh, I think there are. I think you know their work more than you know them. I mean, depending on what you want to get into, there's certain projects that are so large, they're not going to go to a smaller shop.
Right.
You know, the problem we have is in a lot of creative industries that, you know, the people who, the beautiful work that we see, we really don't always get to see the names of the people who actually did the work.
Yeah. My wife was flipping through some magazines. She says, hey, check out these really nice bottles. I said, who did them? And she was like, it doesn't say. Why would it? It just says who makes them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, nobody.
Right.
Nobody. Our names aren't seen.
Exactly. Well, no, even, we're not. Even then,
if you look at like a design annual, you see like the firm that is uncreatively at best named after the person who founded it. So, by the way, good job on Creativeville.
Thank you.
And you get that name, or you get like the creative director or art director title. Mm. And, you know, those are the people that get like top billing. But then there's like an army right. of graphic designers and junior designers. And those people, I mean, hey, I got my stuff in CA. Hey, I got my stuff in HAO. But no one really picks up on that.
I think in a lot of cases, one of those people in that army of names are the ones who came up with the concept.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Duffy was showing us when he was in Des Moines. We had him on the show. Before our show, he had a presentation, and the whole Island of Bahamas logo, the concept was an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Came up with it. He hired the guy, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And the guy said, since like sure. went on like and started his own business.
You better hire someone like that.
Yeah. Right but yeah, but then Duffy gets the ultimate association with that work.
Right.
And the intern who, I mean, even now, today, we call him Joe Duffy's intern. I don't know, dude, ooh, from the yeah. Bahamas. Should you maybe not from the Bahamas?
He told us he started up his own company in New York or something.
Since okay. Then, so. If dude happens to be listening to the show, because I know that probably 97% of all graphic designers do listen, especially being as this is our first new episode, give us a ring, dude. We want to talk to you about the Bahamas logo. I'll do it.
Are you going to have a call-in show?
No, well.
We might do a little. I mean,
you know, we can do things we've like done Skype. You know, the Bungie podcast.
Oh, we're not going to do a live call-in show. We might do some shows with some people remotely. Right. We did one last year with Brett Wickens. It turned out pretty well, we thought.
We did Bruner remotely, too. And
the second
Academy.
Time, yeah.
I was going to say, it's not actually the Bungie podcast. It's the Hotspot. They have people send in MP3s of questions. And we can totally take MP3 files from people. So it would be like you're calling in. Just record yourself at home. And then send it to the link that is now. We don't have the link yet.
Wow, are you making this up as you go?
No, well, this is what they do, and I always thought it would be kind of cool. So if you have a question for the show,
just go to 36point.
Go to 36point.com and send us your MP3 file, and then we can play your question on the show and then answer it, and it'll be like you're calling in.
Or you can just write it out, and I'll read it on the air and butcher your name.
Yeah, I know.
That's better.
You could be a part of the show, or you could
everyone
have
butchers
Donovan
my name. They
butcher
pronounce
your
it
name.
Barry.
Barry.
I liked
so
in Boise State.
I like to like turn it around on people.
I liked in Boise State when it was Don A. Van, but they got
that
Beery,
was just
right?
on the, that was just on the poster.
I
Nobody
know,
pronounced
I
it that way.
I know. Anyway,
oh, dude.
So they call you Donnie.
Oh my God! I'm gonna
I used
start
to
doing
work.
That.
I used to work at this place where at the hardware store on Grand Island. And my dad worked there when I was really little and carried me in. And so his name was Donald. And I was called Little Donnie. And then when I worked there later, the people that worked there from way back then and still knew that they would call me that. Even over the intercom, it was kind of nice. Yeah. Little Donnie to the Garden Center. Little Donnie to the Garden Center.
It doesn't sound dirty at all, dude.
Maybe I'm not using the right voice.
So here, let me.
Little
I'm gonna,
Donnie
I'm gonna,
to
I'm
the
gonna
Garden
play the,
Center.
I'm going to play the responsible host here.
Okay.
So. What we were attempting to talk about, I believe it was myself that got us off track. So you took the gig at VSA, but you founded Creativeville officially twice now. What are the pros and cons of running your own place at a more, I would say, like you, how many years experience did you have? You said you had.
I had 7.5 years when I started the first Creativeville or first iteation of Creativeville. Now, I really don't feel like Creativeville was ever dead, but when I first started Creativeville, it was about 7 years.
It was just
a
ghost town for 5 months?
Exactly.
Yeah, so we've talked about in previous shows about, getting out of school, starting your own business right away. And that's probably a very different experience than mm-hmm. starting a business, you know, after, you know, 7.5 years. You know, how is that going for you, I guess? I don't have a better way to phrase that question at the moment. But you know, the differences between, you know, just shooting from the hip and doing skateboard stuff
right.
to having a responsible business. I mean, do you have employees? I don't even know.
I'm still an independent designer.
Nice.
And I don't like it that much. I'm really working very hard to, bring in more clientele so I can actually start staffing up.
Nice.
And I'm, have been working out of my home studio for the last 2 years. I'm just about to sign a lease on a new standalone office space in Edwardsville.
And I got to be honest, I'm still heartbroken that you left the old space.
That old space
with
was
that
gorgeous.
Awesome bar in the back, and the, yeah. we didn't have like the huge wooden bar and the huge mirror. And
I right. was never allowed in it.
You didn't. You were there with us, weren't you?
You had to stand outside.
Yeah.
Oh, Donovan.
I did not make it inside.
He didn't make it in the show, and he didn't make it inside my office.
Oh, it was, but I just loved it. Loved it to death.
No, I miss it. And you know, the only reason I don't want to go back there, and I'm invited back constantly by my friends who I shared space with there, is that it's 30 miles away from my house, and I don't want to drive.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I don't want to drive that far.
I'm 8 minutes away, and I'm still complaining about it.
Yeah, he does. Well, he used to live within walking distance.
It used to. It was still 8 minutes away, but it was walking rather than by car.
Yeah.
Now the thing I always tell people when they ask about going on business is everyone always tells how great it is, but there's also the what you should know.
And right.
I say the thing you got to get used to is your paycheck's not going to be constant.
No.
You may go a period of time with no work, which and you have to. Your work's going to fluctuate. You're going to work 80 hours one
God,
weekend.
I found
five
that to
next.
Be terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get over those fears, and you also have to get over the fear that the fear that you have no job.
Let's talk about the fear for a second. Oh, yeah. Because man, when I started what is now Vossum, mm-hmm. and no work, no clients, nothing like that. And, you know, and I have a couple now, and I've had a couple jobs, and generally I've found it comes from my attempts to just be a good person and be nice to people that I meet, and hopefully they'll ask what I do for a living. But every now and then, you know, probably about once a week for the first month, I would just sit down and do budgets and projections and like it was a whole – like I can't remember if I talked about this on a previous show, but the fear is like – when you're 8 years old and you're in bed and it's nighttime and then you realize for the first time that you're going to die and you can't move and you can't fall asleep and it's all you can fixate on. And it's like, to me, it's that kind of fear.
Oh, it's scary. Like when I've had times where I've had bills that are coming up and checks weren't even close to coming in. So
yeah. It's terrible. Well, how do you move past that?
You just do. Fear really kind of drives me as far as not wanting to go out of business.
Exactly.
I absolutely love Creativeville. And I love what I do. And I love the, you know, how happy I am running my own shop, that, you know, the thought of losing that, you know, it's horrifying. So I work very, you know, extremely hard promoting and selling. And
yeah, that's the other thing I tell people is it's a lot more work than people who run businesses will tell you it is.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
It's a business. It really is. And you know, although I'm an independent designer and the thoughts of flexibility around that, it's a myth. My schedule is flexible. Yeah, I can just drop things and go to the coffee shop or whatever. But
or just Omaha for the day to hang out.
Or Omaha
on show.
Hang
yeah.
out on a,
go hang
on
out
a
in
show.
Omaha. Do a show. Yeah.
But in my head, I'm always working. I'm working till, you know, 2 a.m.
Yes.
Every night, if it's
yes.
not on a project or a deadline, I am researching potential clients and getting the word out. So it's I'm always working, or I'm doing billing, or I'm doing accounting.
Yeah,
stuff, which sucks. I hate that's about the
yeah that's
thing the, I hate the most. Is
that's the thing
I
think a
side.
Lot of younger people forget about is the real business part. Mm-hmm. Is they say, well, they may have more talent than a lot of people that are doing well.
That's great.
But there's kind of like three parts of the business. There's the talent and the actual work part.
Right.
Then there's the actual running a business part.
Right.
And then what's the other part I was talking about?
Promotion? Or does that go under
luck.
Business? Luck.
There's a lot of luck.
There's a whole lot
yeah,
of luck.
I've been having
and
good
the other
luck,
part,
thank God.
And the other part is, do people like to work with you? Not do
all
they
right.
like your work. Do
that,
they? Do they?
The don't be right. an asshole rule.
I think there's a lot of soul searching that if you're going to be a business owner, like a freelancer or independent, you really need to completely understand how you get along with other people and who you get along the best, who you work with the best, and try to keep that in mind when you are out hunting for a client.
Right.
One of the best. You want to be successful.
Because the minute a client says,
you don't
want to
work with everyone.
I don't really want to call them because it's such a pain to deal
right.
with them. They just won't call you.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the boy, that's the kiss of death right there. You've got to be, you know, a good enough person. Someone
yeah,
that
us
they
designers
want
always,
to call.
Us designers always remember that, oh, I hate working with my client. They forget that sometimes it goes the other way around.
Exactly. Yeah, occasionally. Donovan, I think we're at about time here, man.
I think
we gotta hurry it up because you know what this is?
This is the Reflex Blue Round.
It's the it's the first ever Reflex Blue show, Reflex Blue round.
That's like a double Reflex Blue.
I know. I hope you have all kinds of reflexes. Wow.
Donovan, take us away. It's on coded stock, too. It's going to take extra long.
Go.
Okay. Best color other than Reflex Blue?
Orange. Do you need a PMS
number? That's right.
It's black.
No, it's black is not a color.
Mix color with the black to make it blacker.
Orange. That was exactly the answer I wanted to hear. I'm not lying.
All right.
Seems arbitrary, but it's not.
First name Steve. So, we're going with Steve's. Steve Wozniak or Steve McQueen?
Steve McQueen.
True.
Movie star wins.
Yeah,
especially,
it does.
Especially when you get a Robert Bruner look-alike.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, since you come from St. Louis, the height of that arch.
Height and width, actually.
I'm going to guess at this at 567.
Ooh.
Now, height and width of the arch.
The width, I don't know the width.
Well, they're both 630 feet.
630 feet.
I wouldn't have asked for both, but they're the same. It's as wide as it is tall.
Okay. Last name Hartman. So we're going to go with Bill Hartman's best character.
Man. That's I think the anal retentive chef or the anal retentive whatever he did.
Oh, see, judges were looking for either the caveman lawyer or Troy McClure
from The Simpsons. The judges were undecided.
Honestly, I thought of The Simpsons first, but he's had so many names on their voices that I didn't know if I could go.
Yeah, I think Troy McClure just was on the most.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
So that's two.
You might remember me from the Reflex Blue round.
And he could have if his wife wasn't crazy. Anyway, let's go ahead.
Okay, and then the last one is, since you come from Creativeville, that wonderful little city near East St. Louis, Omaha, they're doing these painted O's. I'm sure you've seen them everywhere. Big
not
O
yet.
Exclamation point. Oh, you're gonna enjoy.
Also,
we need to take a tour.
Lincoln does little bicycles. You know, they paint them around. I think
you see
Chicago.
Them all around town. Yes. Omaha's also got the John Doe's.
Did Chicago do the cows?
They did cows.
Yeah.
Seattle
they
does the
that
pigs.
Up yeah, yeah.
What is Creativeville doing?
Water towers.
Actually, graffiti on water towers.
How did you know that?
Because his logo is a water tower.
Oh, right? Okay. Because you were writing the question. You was like, it's going to be graffiti on water towers. Yeah. And then Steve knocks it out of the park. Good work. Is that 3 out of 5?
Not bad.
Yeah. Some.
You got to keep scoring these, man.
It was 3.
I believe it to be 3 out of 5.
All
good
right,
work.
Last thing, we want to keep on the tradition. You got any tips for the students out there?
Oh, well, you know, the biggest thing I'd like to tell people is always do more than is expected. That's how in my first gig.
That's the opposite of what I tell people.
Well, you know, that's a problem.
Maybe my advice should be to take advice from Steve and not me.
That's generally what I tell people. Right.
I got through my first career pretty quickly and moved up fairly fast by basically not overachieving, but doing what I was asked, but then going the extra mile and doing a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's
effort is really a key role.
That's terrific. A for effort,
okay.
Students out there.
And Taboo Typeface. We also want to. This is the typeface you think should either retire, take a break,
like
or should never
like
have been around.
The Foreigner of typefaces.
Maybe, yeah.
Foreigner of the band or Foreigners as in people?
Foreigner of the band.
Oh, their new incarnation with Jason Bonham on drums. Gotta recommend it if you're
not alive. No, I'm sorry, Donovan. Still, it's not Foreigner. It's like saying that Journey is Journey without Steve Perry.
Well, I'm just saying, New Foreigner. I saw him live; they're pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Palantino.
The reason?
One of my first jobs was doing a newsletter all in Palantino, and I hope that I never have to use that typeface again.
You just wear on.
You know, sadly, Nate. You know how I always tell people that I have to change my business card after they use my typeface.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really is the typeface.
Is that really what you're using?
Yeah, that really
is. You jerk.
Who? Me?
No, him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're not really using Palatino.
No, right? I think he is. Hang on. I'm going to get it.
Go get the card.
If you can read it. It's in like 6 point. But it looks so good.
I love experimenting with typefaces, though. I mean, I'm using Coupe Flared for something. Oh, yeah. This is not good, guys. I have to tell you that I'm looking at this card right now. Is it really Palatino? That's not Palatino, is it?
I think it might be.
I'm not going to lie. I could not spot Palatino at 5 point on Donovan's business card.
Okay, so if you have to use a Taboo typeface, just drop it to like 4 or 6 point.
Yeah,
no one can even read what it is.
Remember, no one ever got fired for specking Garamond.
Yeah,
I'd have to say that Donovan's card is very nice.
The best use of Palatino you've seen in 3 days.
If I was judging
a
show right now, I'd give it a nod.
Nice.
All right. That actually got in the show this year.
Well, who was the judge?
Yeah, I got a silver.
Nice.
Yeah, it was three guests that we had on the old show. It was Jen Fasacchio, Grady, Clint Parker, and Victor Rodriguez. Victor Rodriguez.
Nice, I love you. And, I really appreciate this guy.
Yeah, we're going to... No, please. We appreciate you coming on the show. You're welcome back. This is
my first podcast.
Anytime. Well, I'm glad to be the ones to break a cherry.
And I'm glad to be the ones to ruin the experience for you.
Yeah. And yeah, Donovan's happy to be the guy in the corner making it all awkward. But hey, everyone out there, thanks for listening to the Reflex Blue Show. I am Nate Voss.
Donovan Miri.
And we will see you in 7 days, apparently. Send questions or comments to The Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery. Music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/Dust Lab. Wait, so is he saying we're gonna do an edit there, Nate, when you're editing this. Make sure you edit this part out.